Seaborne Adventures to SeaWorld Orlando. Now, come with me to the Florida Keys as we explore the Theater of the Sea. Let me tell you quickly about the history of the Theater of the Sea. The property on which the Theater of the Sea sits was formerly a quarry that was used to supply rock for the construction of Henry Flagler's Overseas Railroad. However, a devastating hurricane came through, flooding the quarries. In 1940, a tourist traveling through the Florida Keys noticed these roadside quarries, how they were filled with seawater and beautiful fish, even though they were landlocked. He knew his employer, P.F. Bud McKinney, was attracted to fishing and the beauty of the sea, so he told him about this discovery. McKinney and his wife envisioned the land becoming a living menagerie of sea critters. And a Theater of the Sea, the second oldest sea attraction, was opened in 1946. The Theater of the Sea is a small park, but it has quite a few shows that you get to enjoy, and they have them set up so that throughout the day, whether you get there at 9:30, 11:45, or about 2:15, you'll be able to see all seven of the shows or attractions that they have. So I'll put a list of those here on the screen for you guys to see, but it makes it very easy, very convenient to see all the shows, and we enjoyed seeing each one of them. Over the years, I've seen a variety of dolphin shows, sea lion shows, but something I had never seen before, and would be a great addition to SeaWorld Orlando, would be a parrot show. This was very interesting to see how unique the parrots are, the skills that they can learn. So I'm going to show you a few clips from that show.
This one might be a little more challenging. One second. This one might be a little more challenging for a parrot because I've got all these corners and edges. We're pretty lucky as humans, we've got our fingers and our wrists to help us out, but let's see how leprechaun can manipulate it with this. Good boy. Alright, so now we're going to move on to the last piece on the board. This one should be fairly easy for him, as it's the last piece and it's got no edges. Good job, leprechaun. Thing that his zygodactyl feet give him the wide, firm, and steady grip he needs to hang on to the barrel, while his short little legs give him the low center of gravity he needs to stay nice and balanced. You'll also notice that in order to push the barrel forward, Clover is taking steps backwards.
I didn't get very good video of the sea lions. We ended up sitting behind kind of a pole, so I couldn't get very good video, so I don't have anything really of that show. Though it was very cute, very nice. A couple hyper sea lions. It was a lot of fun. And the video here you're seeing now at the dolphins, I can't show you any of the audio because unfortunately they use music that would be copyright here on YouTube. So I can't give you any of the music and the actual feel of what it was like. But I highly recommend if you are down in the Keys and you're looking for something to do for just a few hours. I think we only spent like half a day there because we went there from the Keys all the way back up to Central Florida that afternoon. So it is worth a few hours visit if you're wanting an experience that is less crowded. We happened to be there on the weekend, and it was much less crowded than we would have experienced if we had been at like SeaWorld or any other larger theme parks. Much more intimate, close-up interaction with the people. You could ask questions. They seemed very knowledgeable about the animals. Seemed excited to be working with them. So it was a very good experience overall. Make sure while you're there that you try the key lime pie on a stick. It is key lime pie covered in chocolate. It is awesome. If you've never had key lime pie, having it covered in chocolate is a wonderful experience, and you can do it there. There's other places in the Keys as well, but if you happen to be there, make sure you try that. That was probably one of the highlights when I found out they had that. I was like, we have to try one of those. So it was a lot of fun. But I highly recommend visiting this place. There's a lot of history that is located here. How the park began, learning about that would be a great thing to do during your visit to the Florida Keys, and getting to experience a closer interaction with dolphins. You can have a one-on-one experience with the dolphins. They also have like a little boat ride, the little beach that you can sit on and enjoy the water. So there's lots to do. You can spend the whole day there if you want, just a few hours, but definitely a fun experience. So, if you have plans to be in the Keys, make sure you check out the Theater of the Sea. Now, before I let you go, I'm going to show you a video of what the boat ride was like, and then we'll take a quick tour around the park so you can see some of the flowers. The flowers are beautiful there. They have a lot of orchids. It looks very, very pretty, so I'll show you a quick view of that, and then we will say adios.
This way, you go that way, and
we can go to the bottom. Welcome to our bottomless boat ride. My name is Christy, and I'm taking you guys on a short trip up and down the Dolphin Lagoon. Now, please do not worry about the safety of our dolphins during this trip today, as we have a thing called a prop guard. It's basically just a cage that surrounds our propeller. Sherman is going to come in through to the center of the boat. He's gonna jump to that hoop and ring a bell for you guys. There will be a splash right about now.
Mira, de este lado, mami. Mira, qué lindo. Mira. 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 Wow.
If you enjoyed this video, make sure to like and subscribe. Help us reach more people with our videos, and we will see you guys next time on Ant on the Move.